This is the Sue Freeze Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving.
Do you wonder why you have to feel the things that hurt you? If there's a God who loves you, where is he now? Would you dare to believe that you still have a reason to sing? Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it can't compare to the joy that's coming. So hold on, you gotta wait for the light. Press on and just fight the good fight. Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it's just the dark before the morning.
Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
Once again, it's such a pleasure to be with you today. And you know what? I just want to know, how are you feeling today? How many times have you heard someone on the radio asking you, how are you feeling today? And I really would like to know that, because you know, we have our ups and we have our downs, and some of us are going through major crisis, and some of us are just experiencing amazing joys. So I want you to know that I'm live today, and I'm not live all the time. And so I want to welcome you to call in and talk to me, because I want to hear from you. Phone number is 888-995-5552. And if you're driving, I'll give that number to you again. Don't worry, okay? So 888-995-5552. I have this little fantastic book, and it's called Jesus Calling. And it's amazing. Every time I open it up to the day that I'm on, it just goes right along with what the Lord has revealed to me as to what I'm supposed to talk to you about today. So I'm going to read this to you. And today is July 20th, and I'm going to read to you July 19th and July 20th because they both go along with the subject matter. And the subject matter today, in case you didn't catch it, is I want to hear from you about what's going on in your life. How are you feeling? Are you going through crisis? Did you just experience something very exciting? Because we're going to get into detail. This show is about the Lord and you. It's about your relationship. And this show is here to offer help and hope when maybe you're not feeling like it's there for you. Because he's there and he's waiting for you. So let me read this to you. Bring me all your feelings, even the ones you wish you didn't have. Fear and anxiety still plague you. Feelings, per se, are not sinful, but they can be temptations to sin. Blazing missiles of fear fly at you day and night. These attacks from the evil one come at you relentlessly. Use your shield of faith to extinguish those flaming arrows. Affirm your trust in me, regardless of how you feel. If you persist, your feelings will eventually fall in line with your faith. Do not hide from your fear or pretend it isn't there. Anxiety that you hide in the recesses of your heart will give birth to fear. Of fear, a monstrous stepchild. Bring your anxieties out into the light of my presence, where we can deal with them together. Concentrate on trusting me, and fearfulness will gradually lose its foothold within you. Does that hit some of you right where you need to be hit? Sure does me. July 20th, and this is today. Seek my face, and you will find all that you have longed for. The deepest yearnings of your heart are for intimacy with me. I know, because I designed you to desire me. Do not feel guilty about taking time to be still in my presence. You are simply responding to the tugs of divinity within you. I made you in my image, and I hid heaven in your heart. Your yearning for me is a form of homesickness. Your yearning for me is a form of homesickness, longing for your true home in heaven. Do not be afraid to be different from other people. Boy, that's nice, isn't it? The path I have called you to travel is exquisitely right for you. The more closely you follow my leading, the more fully I can develop your gifts. To follow me wholeheartedly, you must relinquish your desire to please other people. However, your closeness to me will bless others by enabling you to shine brightly in this dark world. I don't know about you, but I want to shine brightly. Do you want to shine brightly? I so do. Phone number again is 888-995-5552. And I really, really, really want to hear from you today. And if your heart is tugging at you right now, that's the Holy Spirit saying that maybe you can shed light for someone else. If you share your story, it's an amazing thing how your story can maybe help somebody else. I talk about stories all the time. In fact, today we're going to talk about some things, crisis that we've been through and how the Lord has just seen us through. And you know what? It's amazing what happens when we know He's there, because sometimes we think that we're all alone, but we're really not alone. He's there with us all the time. Today in the studio with me, I have a special guest that's been with me, I think, three times. I think this is the third time is the charm. And Melody Rossi was my first guest for my very first show. And so I am so excited to have her on the show once again. She's a dear friend. She's a support structure for me. She's always there, and she gives me encouraging words even when I don't know I need them. And after she says them, I realize I needed that. So, Melody, thank you so much for being on the show today.
It's my pleasure to be here. And your show has come a long way since that first show we did together.
Well, that's good to know. Awesome. It's better than going the other way, isn't it? I also have with me the general sales manager, Catherine Worthington of KKLA.
Hello, ladies.
Hello.
It's good to be here with you. I'm just so grateful to have you both in the studio and all the words that you both bring and the encouragement that you bring our audience. And they need it. We all need it.
That's and, right. You know, before we came, we were praying and thinking about what the Lord wanted to reveal. And we were all on the same page as far as what we felt the Lord wanted us to say. We already have a caller. Her name is Dottie from Glendale. Dottie, are you there? I don't hear her, so I'm going to keep going. So, Melody, today, the show is, oh, sorry. Yes, Dottie, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay? Hi, Dottie.
Okay, now, can I just tell you what I want to ask you? Okay.
Give me a question. Give me a question.
I have to turn this radio down. Okay.
That's a good idea.
I just did it. Okay. Here's what I want to ask, okay? I was married to my husband 66 years. We knew each other as teenagers, 15 and 18. And we were so in love, and we had a beautiful marriage, both Christian, and now I've lost my husband.
Oh.
And so I don't know how to not think and cry all the time.
Well, I haven't experienced that one, Dottie, and my heart, I'm just tearing up right now. I tear up because, you know, there's so many people, so many women out there, and men too,
yeah,
that have never, ever, ever even experienced what you just described. They haven't experienced the kind of love that you've experienced, and not only for a short period of time,
yeah,
but for 66 long, beautiful years.
Yes, we can be grateful for that. Beautiful together. We were beautiful together.
So listen, can I ask you a question for all the people that are listening that want to have what you've already experienced and shared?
Yes.
Do you have what, I know what you're going to say already, but what's the secret to having 66 years of magical marriage?
Is to say, I love you and I thank you and forgive me, I'm sorry.
Oh.
Beautiful words.
I love that.
Dottie, you're going to see him again. That's what you hold on to, is that you will.
I know that. But what do I do in the meantime when I feel like my heart is absolutely cut in two pieces?
Dottie, this is Melody. And I just want to say, first of all, our hearts really go out to you, because I think that there's nothing harder than losing a spouse. Maybe losing a child would be harder, but death is that thing that, you know, we can't understand it. It seems so surreal. It seems like, you know, it doesn't make sense. And the universe is cracked in two when someone we love that much leaves this world. And I just want to say to you that this is such a wonderful time for the Lord to be close to you. And even though the days are really, really hard,
yeah,
His presence will be so much more real to you in that pain.
Yeah.
And you don't know that what we wanted to talk about today is this very thing. What do we do in heartbreak?
Yeah.
And how can the Lord, yeah, make our obstacles opportunities? Or how can He turn those tragedies into treasure? And you have such an opportunity right now,
yeah,
for the Lord to be closer to you than he's ever been. And that doesn't bring back your husband.
Yeah, I know, but I know.
It'll give you comfort each day.
Yeah, that's what I just want to know how to get over this torment that I'm in.
Dottie, I'm just going to say that I don't know if there's an answer to that,
yeah,
except
right.
for the reassurance, knowing that you will see him again.
Yeah.
And that doesn't take away the pain because
yeah,
you've had
yeah.
this person right there with you
yeah.
all these years.
Yeah. 69 years total.
Wow.
That's amazing. And those listening, there's encouragement there, a
yeah.
lot of encouragement. So I really appreciate you calling. I'm sure you're plugged into a church. And, you know, when we get to be at an older state, an elderly state, the
yeah.
wise state,
yeah.
we lose a lot of our friends, too.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I just want to say this, and I'm going to hang up. Okay. I've searched these seven things. I'm just going to say real quick. Okay. That I've found him to okay, contentment. I've asked him for contentment, peace, and his hope and... No, his presence, his joy, and then his hope and his comfort and rest. Now, every day I'm asking for those things. Is that okay to do?
Absolutely.
Dottie, I think we need to get your number because you need to come in here and be on the radio because that was such a really good way to put it. And I want to share something that a friend of mine shared with me after she lost her husband. And she said that the Lord showed her that the scripture says, in everything, give thanks.
Yes,
and she tried. It was so hard for her when her husband was gone, but she said, I tried to find one thing every day
yeah.
I could give thanks for. And she told me that that is what turned her heart around.
Yes.
So even in this pain,
yeah.
I'm going to encourage you to give thanks for the things that are good and the things that the Lord is doing.
Yeah, right. Yes, I will.
Yes, and you have a lot to be thankful for. Like I said, there's a lot of people that might not ever, ever, ever experience the love that you've experienced all those years.
I know, that's true. A lot of people really don't.
They don't. And so thank you so much, Dottie.
Yeah, and is this Sue?
This is Sue, yes. Uh-huh.
Oh, okay, and then I'm going to go now. But
okay.
I just wanted to tell you that my son has colon cancer.
Uh-oh.
And so it's real bad. So if you folks could pray for him and my daughter has a huge hernia that she looks like she's 8 months pregnant.
Okay, what's your son's name?
Dean Wayne.
Dean, and your daughter?
Darlene.
Okay, all the D's, huh?
Yeah.
Yep, Dottie, Dean, and what was your husband's name?
Dean.
Oh, okay, another Dean.
And
okay.
Then our last name is Dill, like Dill Pickle.
Oh, my favorite food in the whole wide world. Okay, Dottie, listen, have a blessed, blessed day. And I know that your story just now touched many, many hearts.
Okay.
And so thank you so much for taking your precious time to call us.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, dear.
We have a mother on the phone that just had a newborn but can't live with her. How do you say your name? Are you there?
Hello?
Hi.
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 How are you today?
Well, I am fine. How are you?
Thank God, besides all those tribulations that I have, I give it all the tribulations to God now in Christ Jesus. Amen. Because I know that I put all my trust to God, and I know that He's going to help me out in the case court that I will have probably in like a month, 2 months, I don't know yet. If God wants me to go to court, I don't know about tomorrow.
So do you want me to pray for you? Yes. Is it Yasika?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So you want us to pray about getting time with your newborn?
Actually, yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I want time with my
baby.
Baby, she's 29 months.
Okay. We'll pray for you, okay? Thank you for calling. So the phone number is 888-995-5552. Again, 888-995-5552. So we're going to get into the show, and You know, everybody has got things going on, and we're hoping that the show is going to bring some hope. So, Melody, we want to talk today about, you know, issues that have happened. For instance, we lean on our experiences in our own lives, you know, things that we've gone through personally. And these things I was saying to the two lovely friends that I have in the studio with me today, Melody Rossi and Catherine Worthington. This is the Sue Free Show. In case you don't know where you're at, this is the Sue Free Show on KKLA 99.5. And I'm so thankful that you tuned in. And it's no coincidence that you tuned into this show today. So if it is the first time, there's probably a reason why you're on this station right now. So stay tuned to us. And also, I just want to say that if you're listening for the first time, and you know somebody, when you hear something here and you think it can help a friend or a family member, don't fret. It's okay. You can go to Sue Free, spelt like fries, oneword.com, and you can podcast the last 3 years of shows, and they're there by date, by guest, and by subject matter. So don't fret and don't be unsafe. Wherever you are, it's okay. Just remember Sue Free, spelt like fries, oneword.com. Say that three times real fast. See if you can do it. Anyway, so Melody, let's talk about some life experiences, life things that have happened with you and how the Lord has seen you through. Because our focus is that we all go through trial times, and we have a choice, don't we, on how we deal with them. Just like Dottie, we have a choice on how we deal with things. And we always can look at the bad things and just say, woe is me. Or we can look for that little thing that we are thankful for, and we can look up and lean on the Lord and surround us with people that are going to support us and encourage us. And so that's why we're here, right now.
You know, Sue, I think every one of us has a great divide in our life, the time that we measure everything before that and everything after that. And for me, it was in 1994. As a result of fertility treatments, I had a surgery that went wrong, and it nearly killed me. And afterwards, I was in bed for a year. And that was the most difficult time in my entire life. And I thought everything was gone. And that is really the launching pad that the Lord used to give me a new life and to bring meaning into my life and to stretch me in a way that I never thought I could be stretched. And since then, I've learned, and I think all of us, the three of us in this room and many, many women have learned, that sometimes the very hardest things are the place that God uses to bring the great treasure. So that tragedy moment turns into a treasure if we just look for it. Amy Carmichael, who was a missionary in India, wrote a book called Gold by Moonlight. And I think that's what we find. You know, we can find in the darkness such beauty. And there was just a message on my heart today that there's women out there, men too, but I think women feel things more deeply, who are going through hardships, and they just need to hear from us today that those things can be turned around. Like what Dottie's going through, it can be a real opportunity.
Yeah, we have Rosie, who's in Burbank, and she was married 61 years, and she also lost her husband. So we have this theme. Hi, Rosie.
Hi. I just wanted to encourage
Dottie.
Yes, my husband passed away, and we knew he had cancer, so we knew that his time was short, but he was, God blessed in this, because he would have probably been a vegetable.
Oh.
And so the thing was that, you know, I went up and visited him, and we prayed together. I prayed and he listened, the Lord had just. I went up and I stayed as long as I could at times, but this one time that I stayed, I said, you know, I feel like I need to go, and I didn't know why, and so I told my husband, because he was in a breathing capacity, and so I told him, I said, I'm going to go right now. I feel like I need to go, and I will come back later. And so as I went out the door, I said, I love you. And so my husband, he took his mask off and said, I love you too. And then my husband was put on a machine. Eventually they told us that they would try, you know, and then, of course, he stopped breathing.
So that was the last time that he talked to you, was to tell you, I love you.
That was the last time. But, you know, when I went in to get his Bible and things like that, there was a card sticking out. And so on this card it says, don't weep or sorrow. And so, you know, I felt like that because we had just worked together in visitation and many things, you know, in prayer situations. And I just felt that, Lord, I'm honoring my husband by believing and trusting in you, that you are my husband now. God is my husband. Because the scripture says that he is our husband as well as our father. So I found those words encouraging, that somehow it took the sorrow out of my life, and I didn't know what God's plans were for me after that. I just took where the Bible says our steps are ordered of the Lord. And so I just said, you know, and in the meantime, I had a cornea transplant twice with my right eye. And, you know, and these were just circumstances that came into my life. But, you know, my real source is getting into the Word and taking a verse and begin to apply it to my heart.
And that, and I think that message would be for anyone and everyone listening, that yes, no matter what you're going through, you know, to digest the Word and to live by what the Word is saying can be a real strength and a real resource and a real help.
And this relationship that I have with my husband is a relationship that I have with Christ.
Yes.
And so the thing is, it's not a religion or not something that you believe in.
It's a relationship.
It's a relationship.
Thank you.
And so I just, am I talking too long?
We do have to keep going. So, okay. Rosie, thank you so much. And I think that you gave some words of wisdom there that I think all of us can utilize. And I know that your heart was going to Dottie, and I'm sure Dottie heard what you had to say.
And just find, you know, find some people, meet some people.
That's good. A good idea. And good idea.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much. God bless you. All right. So we're out in 25 minutes. So, Melody, can we start on something before the break?
Well, I think we were talking a little bit about the illness that I went through. And Sue, as you know, and Catherine, as you know, the Lord used that situation where it left me unable to have children. But because of that, I found myself in a situation where I became the mother to many, many other children and started a ministry called Cloud and Fire Ministries that is in the inner city.
And that's a wonderful ministry. And we'll be back with more of that and the Sue Freeze Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world, termites, every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, Ecola gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives like Electrogun that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals, microwave process for small areas, and their new Ecola Heat using clean hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. Ecola Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So call Ecola. at 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their two-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS. You're listening to The Sue Free Show.
Melody and I were just talking, and Melody wrote a book, and it's going to be coming out again. And I've read this book because I was going through a death in my family, and this book revealed so much about what to expect. I don't know if you've experienced death close to you yet or if you're going to, but I will tell you that this book, there's so many things that you don't realize happen, and this book just walks you through the process. And when something happens, you're going, wow, what is that all about? Like this last spurt of energy they get, and you're thinking they're going to get better, and then it's their last spurt of energy. And I experienced this firsthand, Melody, and I have to tell you that, this book really helped me go through the process, because the person dying, they're leaving. It's the people that are left behind that hurt.
That's
the person
right.
That's gone, they're with the Lord.
They're at peace.
They're celebrating, and they're having a wonderful time up there.
And we've had that theme today of
two
callers that have lost somebody. And one of the things that struck me when I went through the death of my mother, my father, my stepmother, and a friend all within 28 months is that is a birthing process. It's being birthed into the spiritual realm, and there's something really beautiful and sacred about that. But it is, like you said, Sue, so hard for those of us who are watching it happen while it's happening, like these women whose husbands were ill. What do you do about that? And then what do you do afterwards? And it really stretches our faith, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And I can remember my mother, and she went in for her second heart operation, and she said to me before she went in, well, this is a good way to go. I won't feel any pain because she's going to be under anesthesia. I said, Mom, don't talk like that. But I know now she was preparing me that she wasn't going to wake up, because she didn't wake up. She was there in that one room for recovery for like 5 days, and people came and left having the same surgery as she did, but she didn't wake up. And finally, the nurse had to let me know that I needed to let her go, and I needed to let her know it was okay to let her go. Because she was waiting for us, you know, she was waiting for us. And so that lovely, lovely nurse took me aside, and I knew I didn't want to leave. My sister wanted to go, and I didn't want to leave yet. And a nurse came in, and she goes, you know, sometimes, honey, people will stay on because they're
worried about you.
They're worried about you.
Yeah.
And so when you're ready, you know, you need to let her know that it's okay for her to go. So I can remember distinctly sitting next to her, holding her hand. I used to rub her feet, and I was holding her hand, and I said, Mom, it's okay. It's okay. I got it. I'll take care of it. I'll take care of everyone. It's okay, Mom. I couldn't say it's okay to go, but I said, it's okay, Mom. I've got it.
And how long after that did she die?
So that night. Yeah, she
was waiting.
She was waiting
for you.
So it was exactly what the nurse was saying, but some of us don't realize that that's what's happening. And some of us are in denial, thinking she's going to get better or he's going to get better. And maybe that's not what needs to happen. Right?
Yeah. And I had a friend who recently lost her father, and she and her sister were in the room when he died, and they both had such a different experience of that and a different reaction to it. They were both strong Christians. And one, when he died, just wailed and wept and said, no, you can't leave. You can't leave. And the other one said to her sister, you're acting as though we don't have a savior. You're acting as though someone who has no hope in eternity, when really this is, you know, this is the grand entry into the palace of the Lord, is when that moment of death occurs. When we know Jesus, it's a homecoming. It's not, you know, like you read in your book today, in Jesus Calling, that longing is a homesick. We are going home. And that is a triumph when that happens, but it is a sorrow, and we have to have our faith really, you know, stretched as we go through that grieving process.
And while you were talking, Melody, I was realizing that there are listeners listening right now that probably have a loved one that they're not sure. They're not sure if they're saved. They're not sure. And to the last breath, there's hope.
That's right.
To the last breath, there's hope. So if you're one of those, because I had that situation too with my stepfather, where he was on life support and he was in home living, and I sat next to him, and he was an atheist. He didn't believe in God. In fact, he separated himself from me because of my love for the Lord and my love for the Bible. And he said, don't talk to me about your Bible. And so for me to sit next to him during that time, I'm like, I don't know where he's going. I don't know. So for those of you that are in that situation, Melody, what would you tell them?
Well, first of all, I would love to recommend the book, which is called May I Walk You Home, Sharing Christ's Love with the Dying. And as you said, it's going to be re-released. They can get it on ebook now and find it on Amazon, but it's going to have a new cover next year and it'll be coming out in a new edition. But the thing that's important is to realize it's not our work to win them to Jesus. It is the work of the Holy Spirit. And as we're sitting by the bedside, or we're coming to visit, or we're rubbing the feet like you were with your mom, the Lord may give us opportunity, or he may put something on our heart to say, mm-hmm. or we may just need to be there in silence. And the Holy Spirit is working. We don't have to feel that pressure to close the deal. Mm-hmm. And that person's heart will be opened by the Lord. Mm-hmm. And then the questions and the answers will flow naturally. And I think that's an important thing, to just relax and let Jesus work. He's already working on behalf of that loved one.
I had a girlfriend who had cancer. And she decided not to get chemotherapy, and she just was going to, you know, live her life as comfortably as she could. And I was in there every week and watched her as she went through this process. And her son was in denial, and he'd come in, hey, Mom, how's it going? And she was worried about him, and she held on longer because she was still concerned about her son, which us as mothers, we will do that because we want to make sure that we nurture and protect our children. But in sitting and talking with her, it was an amazing experience because I did get to ask her, what's she thinking about? How's she feeling? Mm-hmm. I took her Bible and I would read her scriptures. She would ask me to read her scriptures. I asked what her favorite movie was. What's your favorite scripture? And when she went home to be with the Lord, which she was an amazing fighter and she was amazing, and up to the very end, her attitude was loving and kind. She was so uncomfortable, but she was so loving and kind up to the very end. She was glorifying the Lord, and she was a witness to all the people that came in and out of her room. They loved her. And at the celebration of her life, I was asked to talk about her, and I read the scriptures that she had pointed out to me. And it was orchestrated. Mm-hmm. And we have a choice. In this situation, if you are, wherever you are in this, or when you get to this point, because, you know, it is inevitable. It is inevitable. Each one of us, we were born into this world, and we're going to go out. And when we go out, how are we going to go out? Are we going to go out with the attitude of love and respect and kindness and with the love of the Lord? Or are we going to go out with the attitude of, woe is me? Or I should have, woulda, could have. So we have to think about those things, don't we? Right here, every day, every minute of our lives, we have choices to make. And how we live our lives is going to determine, you know, how we affect those that we come in contact with. So your book is great. And it was so enlightening. And I had already gone through both of my parents dying, and I still found things in that book that were helpful, encouraging, set me with it was a comfort that your book gave comfort, and it gave wisdom beyond what people normally will talk about.
Well, I think during that death process, the veil between this world and eternity, it kind of thins out, and we get a glimpse into the spiritual realm, which is really a unique opportunity. You know, I think that happens a little bit at birth too. Uh-huh. These are unique moments, and we can kind of see with spiritual eyes the miracle of what is taking place, and we understand the spiritual realm a little bit more around death and around birth. And
right.
So I think sometimes we don't talk about it because we don't get it, or we're, like you said,
right.
uncomfortable, or maybe just inexperienced. But when we've gone through it a few times, I think it becomes a little bit more natural, and it's a wonderful opportunity to see the Lord really work in a soul. There's no mission field anywhere like the deathbed.
Right, right. I've heard this many times, and there's people that do this on a regular basis. I remember one thing my mother said too. She said there was one nurse, and this nurse was at her bedside because my mom was a very positive, loving, kind woman. And this nurse actually went to her funeral, and she never would go. That, you know, she was dealing with this type of thing all the time, but my mom had touched her in such a way that she ended up being at the funeral. And I thought that was so touching that she would be there. You know, I mean, she deals with this every day. So that's pretty amazing, too.
You know, it's Catherine. Interesting listening to you, too, because I know you both well, and you've both been through tragedy, as many people have, and it truly has been a blessing to watch your faith heal you. And I think that whether it's death or whether it's loss of job, loss of home, there's a lot of loss out there. And how do we heal? And what is that tragedy? Death is ultimately where we're all going to end up and together again on the radio and have heaven. But how do people deal with what's going on today other than death? I mean, there's just so much devastation when you drive by from where Cloud and Fire is in the inner city, or, you know, to the streets of Skid Row, and you see so many people. How do you keep them believing, you know, people who have been through tragedy? Who out there has a story of how they've been able to deliver their life and continue their life through their strength and their faith?
Yeah. You know, Catherine, we were talking a little bit before we came on today that this week a friend of ours was shot and killed, and that was really hard, abrupt news for us to receive. We didn't have that dying process to get to say goodbye to him. And at our church service, we have a home church, my husband and I, through Cloud and Fire Ministries. And at our church service last night, we were talking about that song, "Bless the Lord, O My Soul, O My Soul. Bless the Lord, O My Soul, O My Soul." I think a lot of people know that song, and just how that is a song about instructing our heart how to behave and how to respond when there are situations sometimes that are very difficult. We have to tell our soul, bless God, trust God. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We have to recall the things he's done in the past. That's what Psalm 77 tells us, to meditate on him, to get through those tragedies, because it will derail our faith if we don't. It will completely knock us down if we don't remind ourselves God is still on his throne. Bless the Lord. Be thankful. And I think we encourage one another as women to do that when we're in those hard times. That's why women love friendships, just to say, you know, what do I do? And someone instructs us in that.
Right. I was talking about that, you know, as we get more wise with our age, that things that might have affected us, like if you go to an emergency room and they ask you, what's your pain threshold? Where are you at from 1 to 10? You know, how much is how strong is your pain? And we would say maybe when we're 15 that a crisis or something that's happening would be a 9, because it's, oh my gosh, we've never experienced this before and we've never felt this way before, and we feel like it's the end of the world and our adrenaline is pumping and our, you know, fear factor is up there. And then, you know, years past, experiences come and go, and we realize we'll get through it. We'll get through it. We'll get through it with the Lord's help. Of course, you know, lean on him. We get through it. And then as we get older, it's like those things aren't as impactful or they're not as strong. So if you're young and you're listening, all I'm saying to you as a young person is it might seem like the end of the world right here, right now. And even if you're older, you know, you've got more wisdom and whatnot, it might be a new experience, another crisis that you've not experienced before. I'm not minimizing your crisis. I would never, ever, ever do that. But what I'm saying is that the sun comes up every morning and the birds sing every morning. And so whatever it is we're dealing with, we need to do certain things. Like Dottie was saying, I think it was Dottie that was saying, contentment, peace, hope, you know, joy, comfort, rest. She was saying to be thankful in all things, and that we have to find some good that we lean on and put our hope and our faith in the Lord. And that's what we need to do. And does that sound like just words to you? because sometimes people would say that to me and I'd go, yeah, but just tell me what to do. Tell me what I need to do in order to feel better today. And sometimes it takes longer than a day. Sometimes we just have to get up in the morning and we just have to say, today's a new day. Today we're going to get through this. And we ask the Lord to reveal to us things in our lives that we can be thankful for, because sometimes it's hard to find them when we're really down. So when you're really down, what do? You look up. That's one thing you do. Melody, what would you say?
One of the things that has helped me, it's so simple, is just to remind myself, all I have to do is take one more breath.
Just breathe.
Sometimes that's all you can do when you're really in pain and you're really suffering. But
breathe.
Just take one more breath. Yeah. And like you said, the sun comes up in the morning.
Sun comes up every morning.
Thank the Lord that you can hand him some of this stuff, because sometimes the pile gets so big, it's like, this is more than I can handle, Lord. Thank you for being there with me. Thank you for getting me through. Thank you for, could you take this thing over here and help me find peace in just taking that next breath?
Right. And what about what the prophet Jeremiah said in the book of Lamentations? Great is thy faithfulness. And
love that
and
song.
We love that song, but you know, we forget that that was written in a time when Judah, you know, Israel had been just completely demolished and people taken away captive. And he was saying, great is thy faithfulness. It's a wonderful thing.
Yes,
the Lord,
his
mercies are new every morning, just like you said, Sue.
You're listening to the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. And I'd like to talk to Linda in Altadena. Linda, you there?
Thank you for your program. I have to tell you about the year and a half hospice I did with a 58-year-old lady who was told she would have been dead half a year before. She started teaching Bible study in the nursing home. She worked diligently at that, and I assisted her. I would put her in her wheelchair and take her out so she could receive her cell phone calls. And I stood in amazement as these friends would be calling, and she would be explaining to them about the funeral she was going to have. Oh, she said, being a school teacher, she said, the children are going to sing. They're going to sing Jesus Loves Me, and then they're going to sing Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus.
Oh, I love those songs,
too. And the people would be crying. You could hear them through the phone, and I would look at her face, and she would say to them very calmly, oh, she said, I know, and I'm going to miss you, too, but it's not God's will, and you need to soldier on. So all the people, I've done hospice for forever. I have never met a person like this. So a couple of months ago, I knew it was getting very, very close because the complications were there. And I was in my yard, and in my mind, it was Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus, the song playing.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, I wonder if Carol is graduating to glory. That's what she called it. And so I came in. I turned on KKLA. It was a Friday evening. It was right a little after 8 o'clock. And Dr. Vernon McGee was on the program, and he recited every word to Turn Your Eyes.
Oh, my goodness.
I said to myself, I think Carol is graduating. So, just like every other day, 7:30 in the morning, over I went to an empty bed.
Mm.
And the three other ladies in the room, two were Spanish-speaking only. They were absolutely falling apart. Cristo, Cristo, they said as they put their hands up, and they were very upset. So I got one of the Spanish-speaking CNAs to come in, and I said, will you please tell them what I'm saying in English? So she did, and I said, Carol wouldn't want you to be crying like this. One of them held up the purpose-driven life, and she said, she started saying something. I didn't know what it was, and I said to the attendant, I said, what is she saying? She says, Jesus is talking to her through that book. I said, do you know that that man is also on the radio? You can turn him on the radio at 6:30 on 99.5 FM. He talks about Cristo. So I now have the Spanish attendant going into the room, turning on the radio, and as she is working, she is interpreting what Rick Warren is saying in that book to the Spanish-speaking people.
Wow.
The impact that this woman had was absolutely phenomenal. I've never known anything like it. She had a Bible that she color-coded herself, not just read that Jesus said this. It was earth tones. It was a color code for angels. I said, how long did it take you to do this? Well, it took her years to do this. But the fact that she was the youngest person there, I was in the same nursing home this morning like I always am, and we were talking about the Bible study class that she had taught, and the people are telling me what they had learned from her and how much they miss her.
That is a beautiful story.
Oh, I'm so glad I got to tell you, because the fact that I've done this for forever, and what people don't know is how rewarding it is for me, because I would, or anybody who does it, I would rather do that than anything, absolutely anything. But you don't run into a person that has that rock-solid foundation very often, not very often.
What a wonderful story, and well, I know that Dottie's listening, and everybody...
Oh, that's the other thing, excuse me. Adrian Rogers, his wife has books for widows, and I believe she was on drjamesdobson.org, Family Talk, when she was interviewed, and you could find, Dottie could find it or have somebody help her find it. She has written a book, because when she went through all of this with new widowhood after Dr. Adrian Rogers died, she then formed a group of support for people who are widows, and she has a book. I just can't remember the name, but it might be something that would be very helpful to Dottie and your other ladies who are left alone after so many years of having a wonderful marriage.
Yeah, I've had a couple other women that have been waiting to get on the line, but I'm I can't take them. So, Linda, thank you so much,
so much
for the story. Everybody here is smiling. It's just so great that you were able to get on. What was that lady's name, the lady that touched so many people?
Carol. That I did the hospice for? Her
yes.
Name is Carol Light. And she's absolutely phenomenal.
That's so wonderful.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just so neat. We never know how deep, how wide we're going to touch other people. But you can see that even in her final days, man, she was going to go out with the best and the most.
She did.
Yes, that's so awesome. Thank you so much
Thank
for calling
you.
In.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. So, Melody, we don't have much time left. So what do you think the Lord would want us to say or to, give to those that are listening?
Well, I think that one of the things that is on my heart today is just that we can rejoice in our circumstances. We can trust in our God and know that He is good. We have that old thing that we say, God is good all the time. Our circumstances change, but He doesn't change. And our faith is in Him, and He is solid, and He has us. You know, the Bible says that underneath us are the everlasting arms. He's holding us even when we're in those hard circumstances. And our faith may be stretched, but God hasn't lost hold. And so we can just rest in that. And what a beautiful story mm-hmm. that Linda just shared.
Yes, it was a very beautiful story. You know, we've gone through trials and tribulations just as you have. And if you look at your experiences, look at what you've already gone through. If you think about your life and think about the most difficult time you ever experienced, just think about it for a second. And when you think about it, just think about how emotional and how the fear and adrenaline would run and anxiety might have taken hold. And think about, you did get through it, didn't you? Because you're sitting here listening to the show right now. You got through it, didn't you? And you might have thought that it was more than you could handle, because God says, I'll never give you more than you can handle. And I've said to Him so many times, I can't even count. But it sure feels like you're giving me more than I can handle right now, Lord. Please don't give me any more, because I don't think I can. I can't. And so maybe you're feeling like that right now. And if you're feeling like that right now, if I can just give you a little ounce of hope that you will get through this, you will. You'll get through it. And the question is what are people going to say around you? How are you going to get through this? You know, who are you bringing into your inner circle? Who are you bringing in, and who are you being vulnerable with? Who are you being transparent with? Who are you letting know what's going on? You know, make sure that you're choosing the right people to help you along this journey called life. And if you're in a crisis, make sure that you're getting help. Make sure that you're getting the proper help. Don't just go to anyone anytime. Pick the people, okay? Melody, thank you so much for being on this show. And Catherine,
pleasure.
Thank you so much for being on this show. And I just, you know what? I'm hoping that this show has done something for you. And if it has, I would love to hear from you. Sue Free, spelt like fries, oneword.com. Connect with me, would you? Tell me what you want to have talked about. Tell me what you want to hear. Tell me what's going on in your life so we can address those things, okay? Because I care, and KKLA cares, and we want to make a difference in this world, don't we? Let's make a difference together. Can we do that? God bless you, and I look forward to talking to you again next week. Bye.
The Sue Free Show is sponsored by Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services.
Ah, springtime. It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and start looking for a home. Your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. Ecola has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way, and their termite control is legendary. So call Ecola today for a free estimate of complete pest control at 877-332-BUGS. No more creepy crawly critters like ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, rats, and other pests. Call them at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS.